I wander all night in my vision, stepping with light feet, swiftly and noiselessly stepping and stopping, bending with open eyes over the shut eyes of sleepers, wandering and confused, lost to myself, ill-assorted, contradictory, pausing and gazing and bending and stopping. How solemn they look there, stretched and still. How quiet they breathe, the little children in their cradles. The wretched features of Inuits, the white features of corpses, the livid faces of drunkards, the sick gray faces of Onanis, the gashed bodies on battlefields, the insane in their strong-doored rooms, the sacred idiots, the newborn emerging from gates, and the dying emerging from gates. The night pervades them and enfolds them. The married couple sleep calmly in their bed. He with his palm on the hip of his wife, and she with her palm on the hip of her husband. The sisters sleep lovingly side by side in their bed, and the men sleep lovingly side by side in theirs. And the mother sleeps with her little child carefully wrapped. The blind sleep, and the deaf and dumb sleep. The prisoner sleeps well in prison. The runaway son sleeps. The murderer that is to be hung the next day, how does he sleep? And the murdered person, how does he sleep? The female that loves unrequited sleeps. And the male that loves unrequited sleeps. The head of the moneymaker that plotted all day sleeps. And the enraged and treacherous dispositions sleep. I stand with drooping eyes by the worst suffering and restless. I pass my hands soothingly to and fro a few inches from them. The restless sink in their beds. They fitfully sleep.